Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Americans abroad. USMNT and Crystal Palace star Chris Richards claims another trophy, while both Serginho Dest and Josh Sargent make season-opening statements. As soft launches go, the weekend for Americans abroad was an unconditional success. Many of the European club heavy hitters are still waiting to kick off, but the opening weekend of the season proved to be no mere appetizer. From trophy lifts to momentous goals, some of the U.S. men's national team's big stars made their mark. Chris Richards and Crystal Palace were the headliner as they won the Community Shield with a shootout win over Liverpool. He wasn't the only American cornering, either, as both Serginho Dest and Josh Sargent found the back of the net, while Damian Downes made his own mark in his Southampton debut by contributing to a late goal. More games are ahead as players all over Europe begin their seasons. The USMNT, then, will hope this is a sign of things to come. BALLGM looks at the major takeaways from this weekend's Americans Abroad. As soft launches go, the weekend for Americans Abroad was an unconditional success. Many of the European club heavy hitters are still waiting to kick off, but the opening weekend of the season proved to be no mere appetizer. From trophy lifts to momentous goals, some of the U.S. men's national team's big stars made their mark. Chris Richards and Crystal Palace were the headliner as they won the Community Shield with a shootout win over Liverpool. He wasn't the only American cornering, either, as both Serginho Dest and Josh Sargent found the back of the net, while Damian Downes made his own mark in his Southampton debut by contributing to a late goal. More games are ahead as players all over Europe begin their seasons. The USMNT, then, will hope this is a sign of things to come. BALLGM looks at the major takeaways from this weekend's Americans Abroad. You don't get a second chance to make a first impression, as the saying goes. In truth, Damian Downes's first impression at Southampton came with a goal in his preseason debut. Then, on Saturday, in his first real game in the Championship, Downes marked his debut with an assist, helping the Saints win in the final seconds. Down a goal against media darlings Wrexham entering second-half stoppage time, Southampton pulled level in the 90th minute. Then, 6 minutes later, they won it, with Downes flicking the ball straight to Jack Stevens to steal 3 points at home in the first match of the season. It was an incredible tone-setter, and it wouldn't have happened if not for Downes. The former Colne midfielder, who joined Southampton after earning his first USMNT caps this summer, didn't start the match. He came on in the 60th minute and did little, in truth, until his assist, amassing just 6 touches across his 30 minutes. It took him just that one late to help change the game. It may not have been totally intentional, but they all count. So, too, do the 3 points. We'll have to see how Downes progresses with Southampton, and that progress will ultimately determine his World Cup candidacy. Saturday will be a huge confidence boost for a young player in a new environment who has clear hopes of achieving more. On the other end of the spectrum, Josh Sargent was not making a first impression. His pedigree is well known in the Championship. He's a Golden Boot contender, as he has been over the last 2 years and, while his pursuit of that trophy is up in the air due to transfer speculation, he's off to a good start. To be fair, Sargent's season-opening goal was handed right to him. Millwall goalkeeper Steven Benda banked his clearance off of him and into the back of the net. Sargent won't get many easier goals than that. You can call it good fortune, if you want, but Sargent will surely say that strikers make their own luck. Norwich, unfortunately for the striker, went on to lose 2-1. It was a rough start for a club hoping to finally make that promotion push. With Sargent, they'll have hopes of making it happen, even with this early loss. Without him, though, it could be tough. With a few weeks left in the transfer window, Sargent's future will be a major talking point around the USMNT. He's a player who clearly has something to prove and, given his struggles scoring for the national team, championship goals may not be enough to prove it. They all help, though, and with this start to the season, Sargent is off and running. He scored last week to help seal a trophy, and he scored this week to help PSV to a lopsided win. Sergiño Dest is well and truly back, and USMNT fans should be celebrating. Dest was far from the only standout in a 6-1 beatdown of Sparta Rotterdam in Saturday's Eredivisie opener. He smashed in his goal just before half-time, making it 3-0 en route to the lopsided win. It was a fantastic finish for a fullback, but anyone who has followed his career knows that Dest is not just a fullback. When fit, he's an attacking force, one that the USMNT has sorely lacked. PSV are benefiting from his return, as his ACL injury seems behind him. Dest could be a true difference maker for PSV this season as they look to claim yet another league title. They'll likely have to ease him back into things in these opening weeks and, of course, there will be adjustments when he does make his first appearances under Mauricio Pochettino with the USMNT. 2 goals in 2 weeks, though, exemplify Dest at his best. The USMNT will need that desperately over the next year. Chris Richards and Crystal Palace had hopes of another Wembley triumph. They were back as a reward for winning the FA Cup, playing for a Community Shield for the first time. In their way, the defending Premier League champions Liverpool. Not easy, but, in the end, Richards and Palace outlasted them in a shootout, sealing another legendary win in England's most famous stadium. Two of Liverpool's new stars, Hugo Ekitike and Jeremy Frimpong, got on the scoresheet, but Richards and Palace stood strong. A late goal forced a 2-2 draw and a shootout and, once there, Liverpool blinked. Palace won, 3-2, sending their fans into euphoria for the second time in a matter of months. Richards, in particular, was solid. He was inches away from blocking Ekitike's opener in his one-down moment of the day, but he otherwise handled Liverpool's big money, high-octane attack. He was also dangerous on set pieces, putting in a decent first shift of the season. If this was a sign of things to come, Richards will have a strong season ahead. And that's good news for Palace, as they celebrate another trophy lift. Plus, while Dest did his thing for PSV, Ricardo Pepi was held out due to reported fitness issues as he continues to be eased back from a knee injury. Plus, Charlie Kelman played 71 minutes in his debut for Charlton Athletic, who scored a stoppage-time winner to defeat Watford, 1-0. Caleb Wiley was left out of the Watford squad. Plus, Haji Wright, who left the USMNT's Gold Cup squad with an Achilles injury, came off the bench in the 67th minute in Coventry City's 0-0 draw with Hull City. Plus, Aidan Morris put in a strong shift in midfield, completing a game-leading 95% of his passes in a 1-0 win over Swansea City. Plus, George Campbell made his championship debut, entering in the 89th minute to help West Brom see out a 1-0 victory against Blackburn Rovers. Plus, Brian Reynolds played all 90 minutes while Griffin Howe went 45 in Westerlo's 1-0 loss to KV Mechelen.